You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
They just want to make sure that whomever you bring in has the space for, you know.
The space in your heart.
Well, space in your heart, in a room in your home. And those two things put together, anyone could be a foster parent.
Of course, I would say this. I could open up a can of worms on this. But, you know, it's just like, you know, I know that I believe that homosexuality is a sin. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do not approve of it. It's not, but I do not judge. When I was a boy and if a homosexual family, whether male men or women, had come along and adopted me, I would have been so thankful. So I just believe in God's perfect kingdom, the male and the female, the way that God planned it.
Yes.
So, you know, it's kind of, so I don't want to stand in judgment. And God's taught me that I'm not their master anyway. No matter what anybody does, whatever sin they're involved in, I can say this is what it says in the scripture, but heck, would you like to sit next to me in church no matter who you are, who you've been sleeping with, who you haven't been sleeping with, what bank you robbed this week? I can tell you right now, you want to sit next to me in church? I got a seat for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do want to offer the great, you know, the Bible says that God takes the lonely and puts them in families.
Yes. Is that, James? About that scripture, but God takes the lonely. He does, folks, if you're lonely.
I believe it's in Proverbs.
I just don't know. To myself, but God takes the lonely and puts them in families.
But families are groups that can procreate. Genesis 3:15, God gives us the command to be fruitful and multiply. And so that happens in a male and female relationship. When kids are asked to be removed from a family because of an unsafe home or unsafe people, to put them in places where there would be same-sex couples, it can create more confusion to a child who's already confused. But
that's a whole other ball of wax.
It is. But at the same time, there's great value of even when a child is removed from a home that they have some kind of stability of maybe a man and woman in the home. And listen, there's a lot of foster families that is just a single mom or a single dad. That doesn't preclude you from becoming a foster parent because you might be unmarried.
And those with
or divorced or widowed.
Have nobility, have been brought up by a single mom.
But I will say when children, because if there's not enough foster families and we do need 25 more in the next 2 months, I would love to see 25 foster families by 2025, that, you know, they go to a group shelter home, and that doesn't look like a family at all. At least it's there. At least it's available. It's better than being on the streets. It's better than being back with an abusive family. But it doesn't look like the mom, dad, brother, sister relationship that we are all built for. We are built for family. That's the spirit of adoption that we get that from Romans chapter 8. Just as you were adopted, we have a spirit of adoption, and
it's so terrifying. I was watching a documentary last night on Tokyo, and how many of the poor. There's the very abundantly wealthy in Tokyo. There's the poor, and they take these buildings and they make little cages. It would be I couldn't even stand up. It's 5'8" high. And it's a little room smaller than this room, half the size of this room, and they call it the caskets. Mm-hmm. They call them living caskets. They there's a little floor, they have a little TV, and that's their whole living.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, why can't they have go to the outskirts of town and have a kibbutz and let this, you know, these people, can you imagine getting up and knowing the name of each other or going out and plowing or working if you can and having the self-respect because a man shall enjoy the fruit of his labors and the love, you know, and instead of living in cages. where is our society when and the society in Tokyo when you're allowing people to live in cages?
Yeah.
It's a cage. It's chicken wire.
Yeah.
And they sleep on top of each other. And you have to climb up ladders to get into them.
Well.
And they're paying $300 a month to live in a cage. And they can't get out of the cycle of poverty.
Yeah. And again, why should we have thankful hearts is when the Lord has broken those cages, broken the chains that we have had in life, and we recognize that God is with us. Even beyond this Thanksgiving year, we celebrate Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us.
Emmanuel.
You know, one other thing that we recognize,
goofy guy.
What makes Christianity so different from Islam, Judaism, and any other kind of faith walk is simply that we have a God who comes down. This is a God who made the universe and then stepped into time and space and became like us, who lowered himself below even angels to be born of flesh and to suffer and to live a life of poverty that he did. He was not born into a prestige family. He was not the Moses that was brought into the life of a princess, right?
Pharaoh's home.
You know, he was born in a manger.
And who did the angels? This is what's really cool. Now you think I'm God. I'm going to have my angels appear before the king of the age, the big shots. Behold, the king of Israel has been born. The savior has come. No, it's a bunch of stinky, smelly guys that are working with a bunch of sheep. It was considered one of the lowliest. I think the only lowlier job was washing, be a foot washer. Other than that, it was not esteemed to be out there all night long with the sheep. Bah, 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 and all of a sudden this host of angels appears and goes, oh, behold, the king has come. God declares it. I mean, that is so God.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, I know our time is kind of coming up to the hour, but...
Noah, how much time do we have?
I got to go pick up some of those kids.
Now. It'll be up on there. Yeah, he's got to go pick up his adapt. We have five minutes left? Okay.
Well, I think we can definitely do that because I got to go pick up those adoptive kids.
So the show today was supposed to be about, and it has been about, Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And why we celebrate Thanksgiving. We also talked about being thankful, as you say, Thanksgiving before a meal, but how many people remember to say thank you after the meal? And you taught us today about the supper, the Lamb's Supper,
when they
Passover.
Had to say the Passover and Seder.
And what happened?
That Jesus and the disciples, after they finished their meal, they prayed and they sang a hymn together. I mean, that is just...
So they thanked the Lord.
Yeah. And, you know, Thanksgiving doesn't come without sacrifice. You must have both. They go hand in hand. But the Thanksgiving sacrifice was the only one in the Book of Lamentations that it was a shared meal. And this
There's
was
something
practiced.
Sacred about breaking bread, huh?
Oh, yeah. Most of the stories that Jesus would have shared was because they had a meal together and everyone sat down and listened. You know, greatest ministry sometimes is done in the homes where you meet with people. When people, again, we said, when is it that people give their life to the Lord? After they had a meal with another fellow, a believer, who shared their need for Christ over a meal and discussing purpose of life, meaning of life, dealing with your feeling of lack, and usually over meals, when people really acknowledge and have the greatest, conversations that bring you to Christ, seems to always be over a meal. Just seems to always be that way.
There's something sacred about breaking bread.
Yeah.
Recently, I was out in Nevada, and this I'm going to give you an idea. So I'm going into a Walmart, and there's a guy standing there. He's homeless. I guess he's looking for change or whatever. Got a little sign. And I thought, I'm 70 years of age. This guy's got two legs, two arms. I'm not going to give him any money. You know? And I want to. I have a conflict within myself. So I'm about to walk in the building, and then I put my head back. I said, are you hungry? He goes, yeah. I said, come on in. So we sat down together, and we got a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I was alone and maybe a little lonely. I go to the bookstores, and I was going in to get something. And I was sitting there. We're talking. And I thought, this is great. I got to remember this. Anytime you're lonely, take somebody who's hungry and buy them a meal.
Yeah.
You know, and you know that the meal, the money's not going into drugs, it's going to them. And then after we got done, I had some work on my bulbs of my car. It was an older car that I was using, a friend's. And so I wanted to have the bulbs, the screen mm-hmm. cleaned in front of the, anyway, we bought the material. I said, would you like to do that? And so he fixed the car for me, and then I handed him a $100 bill. Now, I know I've lost my blessing. I don't care. So, because I want you to do the same. But it was great.
Sure.
I had a meal. I got to help him, and he worked for it. Instead mm-hmm. of just handing him $100, I wanted to do something to earn it. You know, not that I couldn't do it. I was going to do it myself. But it gave him the dignity mm-hmm. of earning it if he could. And he did. And we had a very pleasant time together. And so I want to give that away as a gift. Find somebody who needs to eat.
Sure.
Break bread with them.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Like today, you're going to pick up the kids. If they haven't had lunch, I'll go buy food. I'll be at your house.
Yeah.
And I get to be. You want me to do that?
I think we do that.
I'll go get sandwiches.
Well,
I was thinking of that. So, you know, folks, if there's a way out of depression, if there's a way out, it is written, give unto others. And your light, it's in the scriptures, I think it's Malachi, give unto others and your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're despondent, just saying, well, now, maybe you're by yourself and you say, oh, I don't have anything, I don't have this. Well, do you have a tongue? I have a tongue. Thank you, Lord, that I have a tongue. Thank you. There's some people don't have teeth. I have teeth. Some people are blind. I can see. I can hear the marvel of hearing. Some people never get to hear a bird sing. All of a sudden, it catches on, and you go from one thing to another, and suddenly you've dispelled that spell,
mm-hmm.
the curse of not being thankful by being thankful, and you've entered into his gates.
With thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Yeah. So lead us in a quick 30-second prayer. If somebody needs to know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they accidentally happen to be listening to this broadcast, take us to the Lord.
Lord God, we are thankful in our hearts for what you have done. Lord, this is not a life about what we do, but God, we live in response to you. And Lord, today, there's a listener out there even right now, Lord, that you would help them, that you would lead them, that you would mold their hearts, that you would melt their hearts and help them to recognize, Lord, we are a sinner. Lord, we have done wrong. And yet, God, that's exactly where you met us. Not when we were treading the water, but when we were dead in our sins at the depths of the ocean, Lord, you met us there. Lord, I pray that you would bring that person to life, to spiritual life. And Lord, that today that we would say with our mouth that God, you sent Jesus into the world, that we believe in his death and his resurrection. And if we confess it with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you would save us from our sins. Lord, I pray that for those who are listening right now, that they would confess you, Jesus, that he is King. It's in Christ's name. Amen.
Hey, it's a new day if you want it to be. I'm Red Palmer.
Hey.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Red Palmer. And this is A New Day.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie online.